UFO reporting center.
This is Lincoln County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we've got two of our officers out right now, two of the city officers. This is also reported by Kalispell, Montana, the Sheriff's Office.
Here, as I can tell by the radio traffic, it's red, blue, yellow lights, interchangeable, kind of like a blur. Just following the skyline, more or less.
Uh-huh.
And as far as I know, aviation is advised. There's no flights out at this time, especially in this area.
It's fairly stationary?
No, it's not.
Okay, are there any of those officers that we can contact later?
Let me see, I imagine. If you could call the Kalispell Sheriff's Office, they're open 24 hours. Down there, let me get you their phone number here.
Okay, thank you very much.
You betcha.
Bye-bye.
Sheriff's Department.
I'm calling from the UFO Reporting Center in Washington, and we understand you're having a little activity over your area.
Oh, aren't we ever.
We're having all sorts of fun. Could you give us a little description of what's happening?
Well, just a moment. Let me get the officers. They've got it. They're practically following it. Let me see what he's got to say. 710-919.
I've got the UFO Reporting Center in Washington on the line. Could you give me some description of the objects going on these now?
Well, it's moving in a southerly direction and looks like probably about this point, it was actually about the middle of the Bob Marshall. She said it's out. It's right on low.
10-4, you said it continually changes colors?
No, I can't say that it changes color. It's constant. It's a bright light, and the waves come off of it, like. And we move fast for a little bit, and then she goes very slow. And then move fast, and then very slow.
10-4, then it's bright, kind of white or yellowish color, or is it the green and red that the other people reported?
It's a bright white color.
10-4. That's interesting. Did you hear him?
Yes. Did he say there was fire coming out of one end of it?
No, he didn't. He said it's a bright light. He said it seems to be, you know, kind of glowing. It seems to speed up and then go, you know, very slowly. We call it a radar base, and of course he said it's hovering, you know, too low for them to pick anything up. So they haven't picked anything. Earlier reports, I've had three different reports, and they all said the same thing, though. When they first saw it, this was the same one. It changed colors.
I see.
Green, red, white. Kind of go out of focus and in focus, it seemed like. And then it was northwest of the city of Kalispell, or more west, I would say, east rather, northeast. And then it went up more north, directly north. And then all of a sudden, if it's the same one, it's down south. I said it's moving in a southerly direction, you know, taking its time in there. Definitely watching it. I don't know. Just what else can I say? Just a moment.
710-919.
You said you had the other subjects in the car. Could you possibly give me any name? If the gentleman would like to be able to contact people at a later date. 10-4. Okay, and then there was... 10-4, is it very large or just small?
It's quite large.
10-4, just a solid light then. There's nothing that looks like maybe fire or anything coming out of one end?
Maybe not that I could detect.
10-4. You heard him talk about that the last, didn't you?
Yes.
Quite large, he said.
Has he ever mentioned the given shape for that light?
No, it's 710-919.
710?
Yes, so what about a shape?
It looks at this point to be round, but it could be flat.
10-4. Looks kind of round now, but it could be flat.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't give you a whole lot. But, you know, just it was the first night. Most people were getting ready to go to bed, and just happened to look out the window. And some people were sighting it through a rifle, a high-powered rifle scope, and were getting a pretty good... They couldn't get anything definite as far as a shape or anything, he said. They could just see the light.
Yes.
And that it was getting brighter and then dimmer. Let's see.
Okay, what time do they get off in the morning?
They'll get off at 6.
That'd probably be a good idea to wait till afternoon to call them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably. It'd be really nice for them. But they're watching it right now.
Uh-huh.
Just a moment. Oh, dear. 10:04:14. But anyway, anything else I can...
Okay, about when did that start? Do you remember?
Yeah, shortly after midnight, I believe. I guess maybe. Let's see. Yeah, it all started after midnight. I got a call about 0012.
Okay.
The first one, and then they just came in just a few minutes after that, the other two. I haven't got anything after that because it's late enough, but most people are in bed. These people just happen to be getting up like for a drink of water or just going to bed and looking out the window.
Right.
So,
okay.
The officer still got excited.
Okay, well, I hope it doesn't come in and land.
Yeah, well, we're giving them a bad time about being careful out there on the road all by themselves. Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Anytime.
Bye-bye. This is the UFO Reporting Center. I wonder if we could get a description of the object you saw on the 11th.
Well, it was... just really bright. We couldn't make out a real definite shape about it, and it seemed to, move a little bit, and then stop. Move, and then stop. Then all of a sudden, bam, she was just gone. It disappeared.
Uh-huh.
The three of us watched it for about an hour. And it was fantastically bright. It seemed like there was, light beams or something coming out from it on the bottom side, the top not, but the bottom there was.
Okay, which direction of the sky was this located?
Well, it would have been east.
Uh-huh. And when did you first spot that?
I was trying to think of what time. Our office, I think, called you just as I spotted that.
I see.
So the time of reporting, you should have had, would have been the same time.
Uh-huh. And there was no really radical movements to the object at all?
Well, it moved along, it moved kind of slow. I don't know the reason. At first time we thought it was a star, and then we had a lot of reports that evening, and we was working patrol, and we were south patrol, and over the mountains. It was over the mountains, it wasn't over the valley.
Uh-huh.
And it was real down real low. It was just above the mountain peaks. So they called our radar base up here to see if they could pick it up, and they said it was too low to get a fix on it. But it moved along, and then it go kind of fast. When it moved, boy, it went, and then she just did a screeching halt, just zapped like it was unreal. I couldn't believe it.
Well, now, how was the weather there?
Clear. Full moon, just really pretty out.
Okay, now, at any time, could you see that object between you and the peaks?
Yeah.
It came down below the peak level then?
When we first saw it, when I first spotted it, it was below the peak level. Then she came up, and then it was two times while we watched it, it dropped below him.
I see.
Then it was back up again. It stayed pretty well above him, and it was moving east. Then all of a sudden, it just was gone. I mean, just literally gone.
Just went out like a light bulb?
Yeah, just...
I see. Do you have any estimates as to how far away it was?
Well, it would be over what we considered our Bob Marshall Wilderness area.
Uh-huh. Okay, do you have any estimate in size? Can you compare it with anything?
Boy, there would almost be, it was so bright that I would be hard to, nothing to compare it with.
Uh-huh. Okay. And the color, was it white?
Yes, it was very definitely just a really bright white.
Did it ever change that color?
No, it was constant. And like I said, it was like light rays, coming out from it.
Uh-huh.
On the bottom, on the top side, not. It seemed kind of, it could be a star, but it wasn't, no way. Because there were no stars out that night. It was really bright, but there was no comparison. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, we sure appreciate this information.
You bet, sir.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.